Rob, I am afraid you will suppose by my wandering writings that a midsummer moon have taken large possession of my brains this month, but you must need take things as they come in my head, though order be left behind me. When I remember your request to have a discreet and honest man that may carry my mind and see how all goes there, I have chosen this bearer whom you know and have made good trial of. I have thought him full of my conceit of those country matters and imparted what way I mind to take and what is fit for you to use. I am sure you can credit him, and so I will be short with these few notes. First, that Count Morris and Count Hollock find themselves trusted of you, esteemed of me, and to be carefully regarded if ever peace should happen, and of that assure them on my word, that yet never deceive any. And for Norris and other captains that voluntarily without commandment have many years ventured their lives, and won our nation honour and themselves fame, not be discouraged by any means, neither by new-come men nor by old trained soldiers elsewhere. If there be fault in using of soldiers or making of profit by them, let them hear of it without open shame, and doubt not but I will well chasten them therefore. It frets me not a little that the poor soldier that hourly ventures life should want their due, that well deserve rather reward, and look in whom the fault may duly be proved, let them smart therefore. And if the treasurer be found untrue or negligent, according to disart, he shall be used, though you know my old wand, that love not to discharge from office without desert. God forbid. I pray you let this bearer know what may be learned herein, and for this treasure I have joined Sir Thomas Shirley to see all this money discharged in due sort where it needeth and behoveth. Now will I end that do imagine I talk still with you, and therefore loathly say farewell, eyes. Though ever I pray God bless you from all harm and save you from all foes, with my million and legion of thanks for all your pains and cares. As you know, ever the same, E.R.